Tokyo, present day. The console in front of me looked like the control panel of a 747, except the instructions were all in Japanese. The small room had a similar cockpit feel, but the walls were laced in chrome, and the floor was sparkling black marble, polished so brightly it matched the glow of the fluorescent ceiling strips. I surveyed the dials, knobs, and buttons on the console, using tiny pictures above the Japanese script to make out the controls of a DVD player, a CD changer, and something that was either a sophisticated remote-controlled bidet or a miniature geyser. I finally found a small red button that seemed promising and hit it with two fingers. The familiar sound of a toilet flushing echoed off the marble floor. It took me a full second to realize the sound was synthetic, like just about everything else in this futuristic place. The space-age toilet's mechanisms were actually whisper-silent. The audible flush had been added separately to coddle the expectations of anxious foreigners like me. There was a hiss of depressurization as I pulled the bathroom door open, and a subtle shift of light and sound. I was standing in the corner of a spacious yet dimly lit bar. At the far end of the room was a small carpeted stage, banked on either side by huge black speakers. The stage was held by a three-piece jazz group built around a highly polished drum set, a jungle of chrome and brass. I started forward through the bar, my body reverberating with the deep rhythm of the bass guitar. Along with high-tech toiletry, the Japanese had a feverish and peculiar fascination with jazz. Although a distinctly American art form, jazz was a national darling of Japan. In fact, many music historians believe that Japanese consumers had kept the art form alive during...